Hey everybody, and welcome to The Brothers Geek, a podcast where geeky brothers talk about geeky things. My name's Chris, and I am a killer of the past and retired looper, which means I also kill my future, so that's not good.
Okay. And I'm Patrick, and I am Flower Lady's favorite customer, and I'm blasting off again!
Nice. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, Chris.
Did you know that Dick Clark Productions has a vendetta against us? Because apparently
Dick
they do.
Dick Clark Productions. The DCP.
Man, I worked for longer than I'm willing to admit on a very simple 5-minute video of our last episode. And got shut down immediately because I guess I'm not allowed to use images of the Golden Globe or whatever. So,
fuck you, Chris.
I think it's because we have so many times disrespected Dick Clark. Because
that's got to be it. I disrespect him on a daily basis. I wake up in the morning and in my bathroom mirror as I'm taking my morning shit / piss, I have written. In permanent marker, Chris, Dick Clark sucks ass on my mirror, so I look at it every day in the mirror, and then I look at myself, and I nod my head, and I go, yes, yes.
That's not even the worst part of it, because every year, Patrick, every year on New Year's Eve, we go, wait, did Dick Clark pass away? He passed away like 4 years ago, and we do it every time.
Wow, Dick Clark is really looking good nowadays. That's Ryan Seacrest.
He's absorbed him into his being. So I'm pretty sure all of our New Year's Eve celebrations where we can't remember very basic information that we should remember because we talk about it
every year. I'm going to remember it this year.
Yeah, and maybe next year if we remember it, we'll be allowed to post our Golden Globes recap online. Jeez.
I think... It might even be because I make fun of the trophy.
We, granted, we shit on the Golden Globes pretty hard in that video.
That trophy, I stand by it, is still dumb.
I still posted it elsewhere and then put it on our website and shared it. So I don't. I was going to get it out there, damn it. I worked too long on it.
Too hard.
Whatever.
Well, at least we found out this week what the Golden Globes are.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's true.
Maybe that's a good segue here. We did get an email from a listener and sometimes host, co-host, Andrew.
Movie protege, second only to Jamie.
True. Well, she's the making part.
He's the watching.
He's the watching part, yeah. Let's pull that. Did you have that pulled up?
I have it up right now.
Nice.
It says, hey, guys. The difference between the Golden Globes and other similar-ish awards is they're voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press, which I did realize that every single person who won would be like, I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press. I'm just like, but they didn't win foreign film. they're known for pandering to super famous people or celebrities that hang out with them at parties. That's how you end up with wonky nominees like Johnny Depp for The Tourist, a movie which everyone fucking hated. They're sort of fun to watch because all the celebrities get drunk, but otherwise take everything with a grain of salt. As for the worst, this is he's also answering.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. We got a lot of mail.
He answers our worst movie you've seen in theater question, which we'll get to.
And if you ever want to correct, if you ever want to give us a little insight, we love it. So you can contact us through our website, through our contact page. On theportport.com. That's the PORTE.com. And we have a contact page. You can email us right from there. Or find us on social media, which will all be linked below. So a little early plug for that because you probably stopped listening to the episode by the time we talk about it.
Yeah, true.
But speaking of movies, we got some movie news, don't we, Patrick?
We do. Do you want to talk about that or what we're drinking first?
Ooh, we should talk about what we're drinking first, since I'm already drinking it.
Talk about yeah, me too. I think I had this on the show before.
Oh, we might have the same... We might accidentally have the same... Oh my god, we have the exact same one!
The exact same beer! not plan this, folks.
Didn't plan this at all. We didn't even know until right now.
We didn't even know. It's full on revealed. What are we, as in a collective we, drinking tonight, Chris?
Amazing. We are drinking Founder's Breakfast Stout.
Yeah, Founder's Breakfast Stout, baby.
And it's quite delicious.
Oh, yeah.
There was one time I got it at a place here. That's the one thing we really get a lot of is Founders. And usually you can find, like, KBS just at restaurants and stuff, which is really
Whoa.
Cool.
Okay.
But
the fuck?
That's it. There's, like, no other good breweries except for one budding brewery here.
It's okay. I'll take KBS any day.
Still in season. I mean, it's pretty much in the fall. Yeah. But anyway, they gave me breakfast out with a coffee mug, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, nice.
Which I used.
To drink the breakfast out of?
Yeah, what movie news you got for us, Patrick?
I got some movie news, Chris. It's a heroic set of news. It's super news. It's black news.
Also, more Founder Stout.
Yes. you know that movie Black Panther that's coming out in February, Chris?
Panther?
Black Panther?
This is Black Panther?
Yeah.
That's the sophisticated way of saying the movie
yes,
title.
Black Panther. Anyway. So it started this past week. It started its pre-sale tickets, which is the worst thing ever, I think. Just who buys sales? Why do they start that? Never mind. That's a whole other topic. Anyway, pre-sale tickets went off for the Black Panther. Let me just say that it broke Marvel Cinematic Universe records with Ooh. The amount of money it made pre-sale. Fandango has not stated exact numbers, but except the fact that it has broken the record. But you can kind of get a general picture of how much money that is, because Civil War, which I guess held the record prior to this, opened to a monstrous $179 million
nice.
Last year, or 2 years ago. So
what a shame, too, because it's not
good. So, Black Panther will hold that record for 2.5 months until Infinity War pre-sale tickets go on. But, hey, good for Black Panther. I saw our friend and listener Tiffany share one of the many articles that was written about this, sharing how it was breaking the record. And she was like, oh, funny how people used to think that a black superhero wouldn't sell well. and it's going and breaking all these records.
I'm 100%,
which I will say,
I'm way more excited for this than Infinity War.
Yeah, which I will say, I think it's well deserving. It's so far, it's looked really good. I liked what they've done with the trailers, because usually with Marvel movies, it's like, here are 15 bajillion trailers, and it's like, oh, Black Panther, there's been two. So hey, and it's mostly shown a lot of the same sort of things. Just cut a little differently and with different hip-hop beats. And God fucking damn it.
Charlie strikes
every
back.
Every single goddamn week, Chris. Every single week.
Mm-mm. Last week, there was dogs at my apartment, you see. Oh, man.
I'm literally holding my head in my hands.
My favorite thing about Charlie...
Respect Black Panther, goddammit. Let it have its moment.
My favorite thing about whenever Charlie barks is I can start to hear it faintly, and then it grows and grows, and I can see the tension building in you.
In my
like
face.
I just see this like attempt to desperately ignore it, but it's just never gonna happen. And you just explode, and it satisfies me every time.
It's so annoying. Don't get a dog if you want to start a podcast, people. Quick tip.
Don't.
One of them's got to go.
No, the doggo stays.
But anyway, so yeah, Black Panther, great. Which, you know, very topical because we're recording this on Martin Luther King Day, Chris.
True. Another early recording. Yeah. Stupid work. God.
Stupid work and
stupid
responsibilities. So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
but wouldn't it be amazing if Black Panther was in the Indiana Jones universe, though, Chris?
Well, I was actually thinking about superhero movies this past year when we were thinking about something to talk about. Because last year, 2017 was a pretty good year for superhero movies. As much as I've dumped on them and I'm so bored of them and I don't want them anymore, they were like, well...
They were like, Logan, though.
Yeah, Logan was real good. I very much enjoyed Spider-Man Homecoming. I know
Spider-Man's trash.
God.
I like how I've just escalated it now, where when we recorded that episode, I was just like, I don't know, I guess I don't like it. I don't know, I just don't know. But now I'm just like, no, it sucks. It sucks so bad, it's the worst.
See, that's...
I'm just,
that's
because people keep responding and are getting mad at me, so I'm just gonna, you know what, fine, I'll play the heel. I'll just say it's the worst movie ever.
You're just playing into how the internet... This is how we get so polarized on movies, because we just give in to, like, the exact opposite of whatever we're getting harassed about. But Wonder Woman, I liked a lot. I really liked especially her character. The plot's, you know, fine. But I really liked her character. Deadpool also was this year, which...
Oh, yeah.
Forget about, right? It was like, February, right?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. But anyway... But Logan, if you think about it, is a movie that's superhero, but Western. And, like, Wonder Woman is superhero, but a war movie. You know, like, it seems like this new thing.
Spider-Man is superhero in Twilight. Boom! Because it's garbage.
Oh, my God. But, so I was thinking, the key is blending genres, perhaps. And then I wondered, like, there hasn't been, like, super extreme ones, and usually if they're done, it's, like, jokey, you know? And,
it's like Cowboys versus Aliens.
Perfect example. So, I was wondering, like, what movies need to be blended? What genres need to be blended? You know?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like there's a lot of exploitive plot lines we could be going down.
Okay.
So when I was thinking about this, the first thing that came to mind was, what if, like, the alien like abduction genre is so untapped, because it's always either in space where no one can hear you scream, or it's just like modern, it's either horror or something like that. Well, if aliens exist, they could exist at any time in our history, right? What you should do is have, like, a medieval setup where it's just, like, this mystery and, like, the maidens start disappearing in the, like, just, like, lean into the medieval, like, knight romance, you know? And, you know, and this knight's trying to track everything. But it's halfway through the movie, you realize it's aliens and you're just out of fucking nowhere. Like what we talked about with the Great Wall movie, where it's just monsters and you're like, oh, shit, that should have been the twist.
Yeah,
that's what it should be. It should be like, oh, this is like a medieval movie, and it's like a romance movie. But no, it's like horror alien like movie where they're like studying humanity first via women, which they then send back, and they all kind of like, everyone is weird about them. Like, oh God, they sent them back, and this is so weird. And that's how you get witches.
Whoa!
Right?
Yeah. My girlfriend would be like super into this movie, I feel like.
There, see? I'm just saying.
Oh.
Right?
Get on it. Copyright. Every time we say an idea.
TM.
Brothers Geek. Nice. No, I like that.
See?
That's a good one.
That's the kind of thing.
So that's what was sparked your.
Yeah. I was like, why haven't we gotten like these just weird halfway through the movie, which ironically, I just watched a movie where halfway through the movie, it becomes a different movie. And I'll talk about... That's my weapon of the week this week, so...
Weapon of the week. I really dig my weapon of the week this week.
Mine's the most unusual weapon of the week.
I mean, more unusual than eels, and more eels there. No.
You got me there. Oh, shit. So what about you? Are you thinking about any of these?
Yeah, so when you first... came to me with this topic, I was like, the very first thing I thought of fairly immediately was like, yo, okay, so there Star Wars is going to make all these movies, right? So yes. This is a perfect opportunity to have, like, some blending, you know?
Yeah, because we're going to end up like superhero movies where we're just like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
like-
yeah, yeah. So I was thinking, why don't take a movie set in the Star Wars universe, you know, but let's not, like, overdo the whole Jedi thing. Let's go back to more of, like, a Rogue One sort of Force light setting. And let's mix that sort of Star Wars universe with, like, a heist movie, so, like, an Oceans movie. So, you know, we got the casino scene in Last Jedi, which some people liked, some people didn't care, and some people hated. But let's in the Star Wars universe, let's see some smuggling action. You got, like, a smuggler that's going around creating a team, and he's got to pull off this heist for some hut or something, you know?
This might be the solo movie, by the way. So yeah, far,
that's
anyway.
True. Yeah, you're not wrong. But I didn't really think about that. Honestly. Well, just because, like, no real information has come out on the solo movie. So maybe this is, like, this would be cool if they did this with the solo movie, maybe.
I was hoping, actually, that we would have something to talk about with the solo movie today. Because rumor had it, like, the trailer was supposed to come out today, apparently. So... I haven't seen anything drop. Have you?
I haven't seen anything drop either. I'm Dicks. Sure I would have.
Yeah. I'm gonna look it up.
So yeah, so that'd be cool. So like a and call it Naboo 11. I was just trying to think of, like, what's a planet with an ocean, and Naboo was the first thing I thought.
Well, what's that one from the only one that's like a giant Kashyyyk? Ocean? There's No, we're Kamino, where the clones are made.
Oh, yeah. And
that's got, like, just a big ocean. There's one in,
Well, besides the one where Luke, the crate or whatever, where Luke's at.
Yeah, I guess so.
But there's nothing really to heist there, huh? so that's a problem.
True. They're all, you know, Manon, that's what it's called, from Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the star chart is, like, in the bottom of the ocean or whatever.
Yes, that's right.
That one?
Yep.
Oh,
wait,
do it.
There is? Oh, there is? No.
Are you looking up?
I'm trying to look up the solo movie. Like, where's the trailer? It says...
It's not there, Chris. You're never going to find it. Best way to look this up? Let's go to Reddit, because it would be on the front page if it was. Let's see. Front page... subreddits, movies.
Yeah, it keeps talking about a trailer that's supposed to drop today, and so far, nothing. So, well.
Nope. But a Studio Ghibli theme park is confirmed for 2020.
Hell yeah!
Oh, Paddington 2, the fourth film to score 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 100 reviews.
Everyone's been going fucking nuts for Paddington 2. Everybody.
Fucking love Paddington too.
Just give me that titty bear. Like, I swear to God.
It's because everyone's like, oh man, the world's going to shit. I just want to hug a teddy bear. I've got to watch Paddington 2.
Oh man.
The first film to be screened in Saudi Arabia after a 35-year ban on cinemas was... Guess the movie, Chris. It was a movie that came out last year.
Paddington 2.
No, movie that came out last year. The first movie to be screened in Saudi Arabia after a 35-year ban on cinemas. That's a long time, Chris. What movie would they decide we gotta show this movie as our first movie? Should have done this for the news.
Yeah, right?
This is incredible what this movie they chose.
It
was a bad movie.
Justice League.
That came out last year. Nope.
I got this. That's the only bad movie.
The Emoji Movie, Chris.
What the hell were they thinking?
I don't know. Anyway.
I know exactly what they're thinking, Patrick. You don't show a fantastic film for your first film after banning cinema.
They want to get cinemas
you
banned
start
again?
At the bottom. And then everything seems amazing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, you show a terrible movie and they go, we weren't missing anything. Ban these things again. Oh, God.
And they were just conceding to the crowd, like, well, here's what you were missing. They're like, fuck this.
Yeah, fine. You want us to lift this band? Take this. Here's a poop emoji. Throwing a eggplant emoji at a smiley face emoji or something. I don't know what the fuck that movie's about. What is that movie about?
I don't know. Oh, God. But,
Can't wait for you to make a video on that little section right there.
Yeah, right? Just poop getting thrown around. I'm going to find a hippo flinging around. I think that's what I'm going to do. But to avoid more bad movies, Patrick, we should blend more genres.
Yes, sorry. So my first one was a heist movie in Star Wars.
That may actually happen.
Be the Solo movie.
Which by the time...
My other ones are original, Chris.
By the time this podcast comes out, you're going to really seem dumb if it 100% looks like a heist movie and they came out with a trailer in the meantime.
Fuck.
Damn.
TM, 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 TM. There. Can't get me now.
Gotcha,
who's the dumb
Lucas
one now? Take that. I'm going to take LucasArts down.
Lucasfilm. LucasArts was the video game company.
What do you mean Lucasfilm got bought out?
Oh, man. All right.
Yours.
Here's a great one.
Go.
Here's a great one. This has been...
I came up with a fourth one, by the way.
This one has been tapped many times. This is not a great sentence to start. Ooh. This
poor
this, this pool of this franchise, anyway.
You keep saying words like taps and pool and... not...
And the... Air Bud. You take Air Bud, and you have these doggos, mostly puppies.
Yes.
The new sport they're getting super into is actually just Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, shit!
And you have them play out whatever their story is. So you have these little puppies dressed up in little, like, suits of armor and stuff.
Oh, man. They're going to get into a legal war with the Twitter handle Dungeons and Doggos, because that's what it would be called. D&D. It would just be called D&D colon Dungeons and Doggos.
They have to buy it out.
Doggos and Dragons.
You can't not have that name.
Yeah.
So then, of course, this is legitimately a movie I would watch, by the way. I mean, come on, dogs reenacting.
So you would have dogs, like, with little helmets on
yes.
and, like, swords and stuff
yes.
fighting? Okay.
And then, like, one could be a ranger and summon a giant wolf as their companion, but it's this little puppy commanding this giant wolf. Come on, Patrick.
And then, is the cat the bad guy?
Of course.
They're trying to defeat.
Absolutely. If a cats don't play sorcerers, I don't know what we're doing.
Ooh, a necromancer.
Right?
Necrocat.
Then, of course, most of your humor...
Catamancer.
Most of your humor, of course... Catamancer, damn it. Needs to be dog-related. So, you know, you'd make jokes like, oh, you got to roll to lick yourself.
Oh, man. You rolled a natural one. You get a hairball.
Oh, man. So... tell me you wouldn't watch that movie, Patrick.
I'd watch it. Yeah. I'd watch it. Instead of in gold, they would be get paid in, like, bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Bacon strips.
Yeah, bacon strips. And the main character's class would be a barbarian. And his name would be...
Dear Lord.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a name, but I can think of one.
Too bad
enough.
It's not a cat, because then it could be Hercules.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, no, I can't. I was going to say, like, instead of Conan.
Canine?
Bonin.
Bonin is the porn parody name.
Yeah. Canine. The barbarian. Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Yeah. What about you? Got another one?
Sorry, yeah. Oh, I got another one.
You're thinking right now.
Dreaming right now.
You're lost in this.
Now I'm thinking, how can I transport you guys to a different plane in our D&D game where you're actually all dogs? I gotta write this down.
Do it.
My other one. One of these franchises was a hit with teenagers everywhere.
Them teenagers.
You're tapping into the teenage.
We gotta stop saying damn it. Stop saying tapping, especially if you're gonna say tapping teenage, and then stop and pause. Don't
cut that. Oh, we forgot to put the TMs on the Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah, Dungeons and Dragons.
TM. Hunger Games, Chris. Hunger Games was a big hit with the teenagers out there.
You've said teenagers like 17 times.
17. It's a teenage year. So, you know, you get Hunger Games, but don't make, like, all the political intrigue part of it or whatever, fuck that. Just the game part where they're fighting each other. Because that's the part that is the best part.
Oh, yeah.
And you mix that with Mad Max, but instead of, you know, Mad Max just punching people, which he could still do in the movie I'm thinking of, instead you make it like a death race.
It's called a demolition derby, Patrick. They exist in the real world.
Yeah, but it's Mad Max and Hunger Games, Chris. Stop, why you gotta shit on every idea that I come up with?
No, it's a great idea. It really is.
This is an amazing idea.
It is.
Mad Max it is. And Hunger Games, where you fight to the death, you race to the death. Call it Mad Max Race of Death or something.
You call it Mad Max Thunderdome.
Call it Mad Max.
That's when you say, can't we get beyond Thunderdome, Chris? I set you up the only time in your life that you're ever going to be set up for the Mystery Science Theater joke of, can you just say Beyond Thunderdome? And you missed it. Stare at me. Stare into my soul.
Hey, Chris, can't we just get Beyond Thunderdome,
thank you,
please?
Patrick.
You should just cut it and put that where it should have gone.
What could we call it, Patrick? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Call it Mad Max Maxing J.
That sounds like a tampon brand.
All new Maxing J technology.
You won't be the girl on fire anymore.
Make sure to check out Maxing J Active brand. The Active line of Maxing J. Run, jump, death race. You can do it all in Maxing J Active.
This is going to be the weirdest video ever we try to make.
I think that would be really fun to watch. Like Mad Max, Hunger Games.
Hell yeah.
They're fighting for... So say there's like a... There's a town... There's a town that every year there's this death race. Whoever wins gets all the gasoline or bullets or whatever, or water. And this town sucks ass at it. They don't have a driver. They don't have a car. Then Mad Max comes around and he enters the race for him and then he wins.
Nice. So he offers himself as... tribute is what you're saying.
Well, he learns about it and he goes volunteer.
I was gonna say it's gotta be mostly grunting noises.
Yeah. Volunteer. Yeah.
I like it a lot. I'd watch the shit out of that movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of spiky cars,
and people yelling, witness me.
Because that's got to stay. If anything's going to stay, it's the spiky cars and witnessing.
Yeah. Witness me. Witness me. May the odds be ever in my witness.
Oh, jeez.
Instead of, like, the whistle, doo-doo-doo-doo, it's revs, like, boom, 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 like that.
No, it's good. I like it. Okay. I like the direction of Aliens. So, you blend Aliens with Westerns. Wait, not that. No.
That was done already.
You blend Westerns with robots. Hear me out. Wait.
Well, it's Westworld.
No. Okay. But you blend Westerns, and then you have, like, an old, disgruntled superhero. And son of a bitch!
Chris, you're thinking of Catwoman with Halle Berry. You fool, that movie's already been made.
No, you're thinking of Hercules.
Oh.
Yeah. See,
Would Hercules get a song whenever Hercules trounces out? Because he's got to have the cat, like, trounce, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it for you right
You're
now.
You're doing it right you now. Unfortunately,
it's... But you know exactly what I'm doing, though.
You're doing your return on the catwalk.
There would be these ladies on vessels of clay singing about Hercules.
I'm glad you said vessels, so we didn't have to get in an argument if it's vase or vase.
Vessels of clay.
Yeah. So see, this is why this is such a legitimate thing to do. Because look how Westerns, which there was a gajillion of them at one time, They started thinking of new ways to make Westerns. So they're just like, mash the genres together. I don't know.
Western and noir.
Exactly.
I'd walk it.
Yeah. It's called Blade Runner, I think.
It's more like...
Sci-fi noir western?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's my big one, Patrick. This is... I've thought about this one a lot.
Big one.
Yeah, I thought about this one a lot. And I guess I could do... You know what? I think we got time to get my other one in before. Because I kind of want to finish with this one. But anyway, I like the idea of a group of gorillas go camping. All right.
Planet of the Apes.
There's a lot of... God damn it. There's a lot of legends in the area about this monster out in the woods, right? So they're going camping, they have a great time. It's like a, you know, kind of comedy teenage, but they're gorillas, you know.
Are you mixing Planet of the Apes and, like, Friday the 13th?
Then, one night when they're trying to capture this monster, like, on camera or whatever, this monster comes out like, oh, God, it's Littlefoot. He's real. And Littlefoot is a human.
This sounds like the most amazing movie ever. TM, 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 Littlefoot. TM, TM, TM. Wait, what are you talking about? This is so stupid.
They're giant ape-like creatures looking for Bigfoot, but of course Bigfoot is a human.
No, I get it. I get it.
And it starts off as a comedy. Then you legitimately make a horror movie at the second half of this film.
I thought you were gonna, like, then they take Littlefoot into their care and raise it as their own, and then this Littlefoot creature learns to hate Easter or whatever. And then it's the Littlefoot who stole Easter because he steals all the eggs they can find him.
Then you...
He lives on top of a mountain by himself, and he has a cat named Sam.
And then you take all of the usual tropes about Bigfoot, and you like, they see prints in the mud, and they're like, oh my God, look how small these feet are. Like, it's just like all of it's reversed. And then we understand the human. They don't, but we do. And this human's just super excited to see. They're like, oh, hey, human! And they're terrified. Huh?
Sure. Let's do it. TM, this was your good one?
No, it's not.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck?
The twist is, the big one's coming. What's your next one?
Okay, my next one, so how you were talking about Western movies.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a samurai movie.
Hell yeah. In space. Wait.
Samurai movie with Wolverine.
God damn it. Wolverine has been in every genre blend ever.
He's already in a Wolverine already has a samurai movie. That's the joke.
I know! That's what I'm saying.
That's the joke. No, you do a samurai and you pick a superhero. I was trying to decide...
Batman? Like they're doing with the anime?
Yeah, but then I was like, but then that's just like the anime. But I want it to be like, they don't know, like, he's not in... Whoever the superhero is, he or she is not in their superhero alias. They're in their, like, they're just in their human form. They're okay. Not, you know, and they don't want to reveal themselves as whatever superhero
gotcha.
They are. And so they have to try to save this village or town or group of people, like Seven Samurai, from these tyrants. But they can't use their superpowers.
So it's literally just a samurai movie.
Yeah, but with superheroes.
But not, because they can't use their powers.
Well, that's the thing. So it's like the superhero has to try to train this group of people, and he's still super strong or whatever, and he knows kung fu. But...
Can't tell if you used that sentence seriously, or you were...
No, I didn't. But then the twist is at the end, they're caught between this choice of the only way that they can save the village or the town or whatever group of people are left is that they have to use their power. They're caught in this really tough choice. Mm-hmm. And you have to watch the movie to figure out which choice they make.
They have to have a compelling reason not to use their superpowers then.
Yes. Besides just, I don't want to reveal myself.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Maybe it's like, you know, the government knows or some supervillain group knows what their identity is. And they're like, if you use your powers, we'll kill your family or whatever. So it's like, oh, do I care about these people that I've started to come close with? Okay. Or like they're caught in a rock and a pickle.
Rock and a pickle. That's not a very good place to be in, Patrick.
It's not. One's vinegary and juicy and gross, and one's just really not comfortable. And one of them's a pickle, Chris.
Speaking of rocks.
Pickles. Oh. Uh-huh.
Are you ready for... This is a movie I'm going to make one day.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Jesus Enters Jerusalem.
Wait. I'm already so excited. All you had to say was, Jesus. This is a movie I'm going to make. Jesus Enters Jerusalem. Please, go on. I'm at the edge of my seat, Chris, please. You got to tell me what this movie is. Before it's too late.
Get into Jerusalem. It's what, a week before he gets crucified. And suddenly, right outside the city, sparks start flying, and a DeLorean shows up.
Oh, shit! I, for a second, I thought, you know what I legitimately thought for a second? I thought you were going to say, Jesus, he's the head of this park, and he has all the other ancient gods, but the spark starts to go awry.
Oh man, maybe
it's called.
Let's shelf that. It's called Parks and Get Wrecked. All right, you're dead over there, man.
You were expecting the seventh layer of hell, but you didn't expect me.
My God. All right.
Okay, so no, please.
DeLorean. Blast. Jesus. Well, you probably have to use another car. I've learned a lot about copyrights today. So you probably just a car that's almost a
Honda. A Prius.
flies into this century. Uh-huh. And they park it outside. I'll out hop two very missing the point Christians. And they're like, nice. We're going to save Jesus.
They're white, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Two white males.
Okay.
And they decide we're going to make sure we capture Jesus so he can't get crucified. And, well, Jesus is Jesus. So every time they get kind of close to him, they like grab his robe or something. They just wake up.
They get healed.
Somewhere else. Yeah. Not only do they feel great, they wake up the next day and they're like, how the hell do we get here? Well, Jesus, that's why. Then they decide, well, we can't approach Jesus because he's Jesus, I guess. So they decide we're going to capture Peter because Jesus is going to build the church on Peter. And of course, Peter is played by Dwayne Johnson. For obvious reasons.
Because he's the rock upon which the church is built.
I'm so glad this is landing.
Dwayne the Rock of my church, Johnson.
I'm so happy right now. I can't believe it. What percentage this doubt? No, it's 8%, alright.
Oh god. Oh my god. I'm crying.
So, they of course get talked to by Jesus. One still goes through with it. One still goes through with it and captures Peter the Rock Johnson. And then the other realizes the error of his ways and that Jesus, to save our sins, is this is the point, guys. So they do a buddy cop thing where Jesus and this random Christian dude go and save Peter. You know, and that's how the movie plays out. And it's called Crucifix in the Future. Oh, man. I hope all you folks have enjoyed a decent amount of alcohol before listening to this part, because I think it's the only way it's going to be this funny.
I apologize to headphone users.
I'm so sorry. I'm so happy.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. It just dawned on me last night. I'm like, I have to do a Jesus run. I don't know. I have to
go on Twitter right now. As the Brothers Geek, and I'm going to tweet out right now, hey, here, I'm going to type it. This is live. Hey, at, what's his handle? Dwayne Johnson, at The Rock. Hey, at The Rock. What would it take for you to play Peter?
You're going to ruin the joke? You're going to ruin my punchline? Wait until the episode comes out, at least.
Okay. That's a tweet that needs to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Write it down. Make sure you save it. Because we got to get The Rock involved.
Holy shit. Okay. I don't even want to say my last one anymore. It's just not funny. I was just going to say a Seth Rogen, James Franco movie, but it's Batman and Joker.
I like it, though. I'd watch it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's called Gotham Express. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Fuck it. Let's move on to listener mail. Let's move on to Weapon of the Week, Chris. Chris, if you don't know what Weapon of the Week is, I know you don't listen to the show.
I don't listen.
So I'm gonna.
I close my ears when I edit it.
I'm gonna inform you. Weapon of the Week is something that we've started, not since day one, but from the beginning of this podcast, and now we've created this world in which listener Luke has started this zombie apocalypse, and now the only thing that you have left to survive is the last weapon that you saw used in a movie, TV show, book, video game, hell, even a podcast, even a meme, I don't care. Whatever the last weapon you saw used in some sort of form of mass media that is geeky, preferably. And now that is the weapon that you have to survive the zombie apocalypse. How long do you last? We've had some good ones on the show.
We got
some. Ooh, do you want to go first?
Did we get some? I thought we got some in this week.
We did.
We do those first, right? It's a thing that happens. Yeah,
we'll do those first, sure. God. Okay. Whew. All right. So we have one from Andrew where he says, hashtag weapon of the week, Fury Road rewatch. So hell a lot yeah. to choose from. But give me the Doof Warrior. If I'm going to be overrun by zombies, I'm at least going to rock out while trying to kill a few. And I was thinking of this, I'm like, kill a few? That fucking thing shoots fire. That's going to be a very effective weapon against zombies. True. You're going to last longer than you think.
Plus, I think. You're going to sound fucking great while you do it.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, man.
Did we get one mailed to us this week? I don't remember.
We did not. We did. I don't think so. Unless, let's look at... No, Luke sent in some mail, but it doesn't have anything to do yeah, with Weapon of the Week. Besides, he signs it off as Zombie Army Commander Luke.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking of.
But we have a lot of mail from things you're excited about for the upcoming year, bad movies that you've watched. So let's start from the bottom.
Well, let's do listener mail. Let's do our weapons of the week and finish this.
Oh yeah,
finish this off. And then all mail because we did get a lot and I'm so happy.
All mail.
All mail episode was last week, so that's weird. Okay. So I'll let you top off the weapons of the week, so I'll go first.
Okay, go for it.
I have a large group of zombies coming my way, but not to worry, because I can manifest a kaiju that does exactly the motions that I want it to do. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You saw Pacific Rim.
Nope. I saw a movie called
Atlantic Rim?
No. Yes, actually. I saw a movie called Colossal with Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis. And it's the craziest premise of a movie where Anne Hathaway can manifest a kaiju. She doesn't know it, but she can. She starts figuring it out.
Okay.
The problem, however, is...
It's a kaiju.
Well, yes. And there is some issues with that. But she can only do it at a very small interval of the day.
When she's naked. Oh.
A very small interval of the day in a very specific place. And the kaiju manifests on the other side of the planet. So, I don't know how much help it would be to me, but if someone was in danger in that specific place.
Somewhere else.
On the other side of the planet.
I've got your back. My time.
Yeah. You just need to be there at this exact moment of the day. And I need to be on the other side of the planet. Yeah.
What does this movie have on Rotten Tomatoes, Chris?
80%. It's actually, I enjoyed it a lot, actually. Cause,
sounds like one of those movies that's like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's so weird because the concept's like crazy. And they introduce the kaiju immediately. And then it's like 20 minutes of like, I don't know if this movie has anything to do with that kaiju at all. And then it suddenly does, and it's super interesting the way she's like accidentally controlling it. And then everything...
This is a movie I have to watch.
Everything gets fucking real as shit. And you do not really expect the way it goes.
No, I want to watch this.
So it was one of the top tens lists. I think it was one of Patrick's top tens on F This Movie. And
I was
going to
say, not me.
I think a couple of them. So I was like, it's streaming on Hulu, and so I was, borrowed.
Man, I gotta get Hulu. Hulu's got some good TV shows on there that I want to check. Yeah. No, not movies. I know they're not. It's not really good.
That
for
was
movies.
The thing I found. I was like, oh, I recognize that. I'm gonna watch.
But TV shows, like they have like Legion and a couple like shows that I want to watch.
Gotcha.
And like The Gifted and stuff like that. Anyway, well, my weapon of the week, Chris. It's the weapon that is probably something that I would actually use in a zombie apocalypse if it was ever going to happen. I would actually have the opportunity to use in a zombie apocalypse. And it would probably be my weapon of choice.
Huh.
Actually. It's because the last thing that I saw, me and my girlfriend, she's never seen Westworld. And so we're going through it right now. And so I know what you're thinking. Oh, like a gun. No. My weapon of the week this week, Chris, is a giant rock that I would use to smash my head in over and over again, because I do not want to live in a zombie apocalypse, Chris. I'd rather just end it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That was a twist. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, see? Gotcha. What a twist.
See, I thought it was going to be Anthony Hopkins' inspirational quotes, you know, just pushing you forward, but maybe threatening you, and you're not quite sure.
Quite sure how to interpret it?
Yeah.
All right, shall we get to some listener mail, some mailbag?
Most definitely.
Some mail tales. We have a lot this week, so we're going to start. I'm looking at our Twitter here, and we're going to start from the bottom. So something we mentioned was like, oh, you know, what's something you're looking forward to? And so Andrew was like, I don't know if I'm the most excited for it, but I'm very intrigued by The Irishman. It's a Scorsese gangster movie with the whole crew. De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, Keitel. I think that's how you pronounce it, right? Sign me up. Plus, it'll be Netflix's most high-profile film to date. And parentheses, fuck Bright. And in response to that, Tiffany says, my opinion, you didn't ask for. Bright tries to do too much for a movie, which is why I think it would have been a better series. It also uses racist tropes to tackle racism in a way that makes you slightly uncomfortable, because you can't quite fault it for trying. And then she goes on to say that my opinion on Spider-Man Homecoming is garbage.
It is.
And then we, you know, from last week, we're like, hey, what are Golden Globes? And then we are also talking about, hey, what's a bad movie that you've seen, perhaps even walked out of the movie theater? And so Andrew, in that same email where he explained the Golden Globes, says, as for worst movie I've seen in theaters, maybe Lady in the Water? Although The Dark Tower is close. I forgot he saw that.
Yeah, you know what? I remember when we went to see Lady in the Water, and I keep saying Lady in the Water this year to talk about movies, because Lady Bird and Shape of Water was this year, and I keep getting it all mixed up. And I'm like, it's definitely not Lady in the Water. But I remember going to see that because we were planning on it actually being decently good, because, you know, Signs had just come out or whatever. I think that was the one before that one. And we're like, oh, it's going to be good, and then we'll go make fun of The Grudge, like, next week. That'll be fun. The exact opposite.
Yeah.
Because we watched that movie, and it was just ridiculously stupid. And then watched The Grudge, and I still have nightmares. And basically avoid all horror movies because of it.
Why would you be like, the first horror movie I want to see is a Japanese horror movie? Like, you know that shit's going to be scary as fuck.
Now I do?
Japanese are crazy.
It's not the first horror, because The Shining I saw too early, and then Alien I saw too early as well.
Oh, sure. But yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah. It's probably not as terrifying as I remember, but it was damn terrifying at the time.
Yeah, I would say so. Luke chimes in with his worst movies. He says, hello, Aquaman ab masseuses. Hey, I'll do it. The worst movie that I think I've ever seen in the theaters is none other than Justice League.
Mm.
I was born for the entirety of the movie, and I'm burnt out on superhero movies, even though I haven't seen all of them. The action / fight scenes weren't even exciting. At least Gal Gadot has a good personality and stuff.
Again, Gal Gadot is still the best part of the movie.
She is. Although, I like Cyborg in that movie. Flash is annoying as fuck. And then we have we have a couple on Twitter, which is exciting.
Yes.
From some new names here. So if you're listening, welcome to the brothers. Welcome. What do we call our listeners? Geeksters or something, right?
Something like that.
Decided.
Man, that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Geeksters. Beavis or Bevis of Hampton. He shouts out and says, "Only movie I walked out of was Savages." So at least I can say my only walkout was an Oliver Stone movie. Wasn't even because it was terrible, just because I was so bored. You said there's nothing like a boring movie.
It really isn't, because if it's going to be a horrible movie, I at least want to be entertained in its horribleness. Like, go for it. But boring is just terrible.
No. Yeah. And then Amanda Rosenrode, she chimes in and says, not the worst movie, but the only movie I've ever thought about walking out on. Wind That Shakes the Barley. An indie movie I saw at an art house theater my now husband worked at. That movie just sounds
That sounds like the most indie title ever. I bet you a girl jumps into water and there's an underwater shot of it. I guarantee you.
Yeah, probably. There's an extended torture scene where they pulled the fingers off the prisoners as they questioned them. No.
Anything in the movies that involves, like, fingers or eyes, like, oh, I just can't take it. That's why in Game of Thrones, when eyes are gouged out with fingers, it's just the worst possible option.
Oh, God, yeah. Worse than cutting off dicks.
Well.
And then good old Tiffany, she chimes in. Let's move on.
There's actually a story, because I've seen somebody walk out of a movie because of, like, penis stuff. Was it Planet Terror, the first half of Grindhouse, or whatever, like the zombie part of Grindhouse? That has a part where, like, it's like zombie gross, and there's like half a penis or something, and this old couple walks up and out of the theater in front of us. I'm like, what did you think this was? You know, like, yeah, why are you
in the movie?
Why are you here? And how have you lasted this long?
We wanted to see Paddington too. This movie took a turn.
I was waiting for the teddy bear to show up.
I just kept sitting. That's like that scene in The Office. Of course I've seen Wedding Crashers. I accidentally walked into the theater when I wanted to see Grizzly Man, but I stayed, because that's the thing about bear attacks. Never quite expect them.
That's right.
Then Tiffany chimes in and says, never walked out of a movie. I paid for that, dang it.
That's true.
But I hated, in all caps, watching Where the Wild Things Are in theaters. I've not seen it.
I just remember the trailers were spectacular for that movie, and then I never actually saw it.
Yeah. Apparently it's not good.
I guess not. The trailer's too much hype. You just feel like, I'm going to be crying this entire time, and then you don't cry, and then you wanted to cry, you know?
And then you're crying because it's a bad movie, I guess.
Paddington's not even in it, and what a shame.
Which you should be, honestly.
We got one more email from Dick Clark. Did? It says, go fuck yourselves.
Oh.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
Well.
Dick Clark's weapon of the week this week is legal action.
Nice. So anyway, is that our geek of the week there, Patrick?
Man, I think that's our geek of the week, and my God, my stomach hurts from laughing so goddamn hard.
Oh, man. If you were just taking a drink of something, that was my chance to get you to do a spit take.
Yeah, thank God. As soon as you said Jesus, I was like, I can't drink anymore, because something bad's going to happen. Oh, my God. Whew. All right. But yeah, that's our geek of the week. Where can they find us, Chris?
Well, they can find us on theportport.com. That's the PORTEPORT.com. And you can also find us on Twitter or Facebook and see those links right in our description here. You can follow those. And we have articles every week on the Portport. We write for nerdbot.com as well. So we have articles going up every week there as well. And we're trying to do little videos and stuff of kind of our favorite parts or whatever we want, whatever works best for our video from our podcast.
I wonder what will be this week, Chris.
Oh, you sound like John Wayne all of a sudden.
Now, Pilgrim. Question of the week this week, Chris. I just thought of it right now on the spot. I will post this on Twitter as well.
Nice.
And the Facebooks. What games are you currently playing that you wish you could have some people playing with you? Let us know, what are some games that you are playing right now that you wish you could have a buddy or two playing with you? Because this is something that I've discovered in my own personal video game life. Sometimes I'm playing a game, and I go, this is the exact opposite of you. You just want a single-player experience. But what about all those people out there like me who are like, hey, I'm having a great time just playing this by myself, but I want to play with other... I feel like it would be really fun if I played with other people. So what are some of those games right now that you're playing? And let us know
Because maybe me slash Chris have some of those games, and maybe, you know, add us on the PlayStation or whatever, and we could play, we'll hop on sometime, play a game or two.
Sounds good.
So basically it's more just like, what are you playing that you wish you could have some buds?
We're those buds.
We're those buds. We could be those buds. We could be those air buds, D&D, doggos, and dragonos. But yeah, I think that's our Geek of the Week this week, Chris.
All right. Well, then this is Chris signing off.
And Patrick. And we will see you next time. Can you smell what Peter the Rock is cooking?
Fish.
And bread.